KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky, and it's 25 degrees. We look for areas of fog, flurries, or drizzle this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy to cloudy, and a high of 34. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of state and area news. Iowa's coronavirus dashboard this morning showed the 14-day positivity rate was down from 12.9% Monday to 12% today. Hospitalizations are up a bit from 483 yesterday to 490 today. There are 85 COVID patients in an ICU. 56 were admitted since 10 a.m. Monday, and 36 are on ventilators. In RMCC Region 4, which is the hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, 37 are hospitalized with COVID symptoms. 12 are in an ICU. 2 people were admitted, and 6 are on a ventilator. The number of COVID positive cases is up 956 to 306,238 as of last check. The IDPH says 1.426 million Iowans have been tested for the virus and 268,887 have recovered. Statewide, the total number of deaths attributed to COVID-19 is 4,324. Underlying causes account for 3,951 of those deaths, while COVID was a contributing factor in 373 deaths. Long-term care facility data show outbreaks are down from 76 Monday to 72 today. The number of patients and staff who've tested positive is down from 1,938 on Monday to 1,825 today. Recoveries at LTC is about to 973, and deaths are at 1,767. That's up one from yesterday's data. You can see the county-by-county data in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. Well, the Mills County Public Health Department Monday said the Iowa Department of Public Health had issued its guidelines for the administration of the next phase, or phase 1B, if you will, of COVID-19 vaccinations. MCPH officials say they expect authorization to begin administering vaccine to those populations no later than February 1st. This does not mean, they say, the vaccine will be available to all eligible individuals on February 1st. Beginning today at 11 o'clock, Mills County Public Health will begin accepting names and phone numbers of eligible individuals to be placed on a waiting list for vaccine distribution. The phone number to call is 712-274-3643. That line will be open from Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, if you call the Mills County Public Health main office to get on the list, you'll be referred to that number I just mentioned and contact those folks. But here are the population groups who will be eligible to receive vaccinations at that time on February 1st. Those 75 and older, first responders, including firefighters, police officers and social workers, PK through 12, school staff, early childhood education and child care workers, individuals with disabilities living in home settings or who are dependent on attendant care staff and their attendant care staff. Also eligible will be individuals or staff living or working in congregate settings, PK through 12, school staff, early childhood education, and child care workers. Inspector is responsible for health, life, and safety, government officials, and state business at the Iowa Capitol during the legislative session. Now, this time, the Mills County Public Health said they are unaware of the number of vaccines or when the state of Iowa will allocate them to Mills County. Continue to monitor their website, KJAN, and other social media for the release of further information once it becomes available. An Iowa State University mathematician is developing a way to track the spread of COVID-19 that factors in people's social interactions more realistically. ISU researcher Klaus Kadelka, said he noticed early in the pandemic that many models assume people engage in random social interactions. Kadelka says most people practice homophily, or the tendency to associate with people who share the same opinions or beliefs.
You and I, we have our friends, we have our family, we have our coworkers that we're much more likely to interact with than a random stranger in our community.
Based on his model, he said it may make sense to vaccinate younger, lower-risk people first because they have substantially more social contacts and tend to spread the disease virus more, far more than older, high-risk people. According to his model, Kadelka said there will be likely clusters of people who won't want to get the vaccine, meaning government officials may need to aim to vaccinate more than 60 to 70% of the population.
It shows you that these numbers that are being floated around by a lot of researchers, essentially, that just, you know, base things on simple models, they're probably underestimates.
He says policymakers should focus on getting more data on people's social interactions during the pandemic before making key decisions. Well, the Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported three accidents occurred over the past 2 weeks. At around 5:30 p.m. on January 5th, a single vehicle accident occurred on I-80 at 56 mile marker. Authorities say an eastbound 2012 Chevy Equinox owned and driven by 41-year-old Tiffany Brown of Papillion, Nebraska, reportedly swerved to avoid something in the roadway before her vehicle struck the cable barriers. A passenger in her vehicle, 25-year-old Zurich Ramon Hopsky, was transported to the Cass County Hospital for treatment of suspected minor injuries. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $5,000. On Wednesday, January 13th, at around 11:13 a.m., Cass County deputies responded to a report of a single vehicle accident on Glacier Road. Officials say a 2007 Kenworth semi with a trailer driven by 56-year-old Jeffrey Dean Linen of Panama was making an eastbound turn onto Glacier Road from Marnie Road when the vehicle overturned into the south ditch. The driver reported minor injuries but refused medical transport. Damage was estimated at $35,000. And on Thursday, January 14th, just before 8 p.m., deputies in Cass County responded to a single vehicle accident on Lincoln Drive. Officials say a Dodge Durango, owned and driven by 41-year-old Misty Dawn Ross of Atlantic, lost traction on the snow-covered road and left the roadway before striking a tree. No injuries were reported. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $3,500. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a woman from Pottawatomie County was wanted for charges related to prostitution and delivery of methamphetamine. Authorities say 32-year-old Jessica Lynn Pedron of Council Bluffs was arrested during a prostitution sting in Glenwood on December 3rd. She allegedly agreed to commit sexual acts with an undercover law enforcement official in exchange for money. Pedron was arrested on that date and booked into Mills County on unrelated charges and later released. If you have any information about her location or a tip that may lead to her arrest, call the Mills County Sheriff's Office at 712-527-4337. You can see the picture of that woman in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. The Glenwood Police Department Monday said three people had been arrested over the weekend. On Saturday, 48-year-old Jennifer Wink of Sierra Vista, Arizona, as well as 29-year-old Shailia Kozad of Council Bluffs, were both arrested on separate charges of driving while barred. Their cash or surety bonds were set at $2,000 each. And on Sunday, 40-year-old Brian Haas of Glenwood was arrested for OWI first offense with his cash or surety bond set at $1,000. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports also one weekend arrest. 25-year-old D'Angelo Thomas Monson of Glenwood was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office for criminal mischief in the third degree. And two people were hospitalized following a collision Friday afternoon in Mills County. Authorities say 38-year-old Howard Erickson of Omaha and 46-year-old Jason Rourke of Shenandoah were transported by Malvern and Glenwood Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital after their vehicles collided head-on at around 1:17 p.m. Friday. Officials say Erickson was traveling east on Highway 34 in a 2018 Dodge Ram pickup when the vehicle went out of control on the snow-covered road and struck a guardrail. A 2004 Toyota driven by Rourke was traveling westbound and unable to avoid the pickup. Their vehicles collided in the westbound lane of traffic. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 75-year-old Gary Lee James had been arrested Friday night at his residence after his vehicle was reported as driving erratically in the area of Three Bridge Road and Eastern Hills in Council Bluffs. A deputy located the vehicle and attempted a traffic stop, but the SUV continued up into the driveway at 17567 235th Street and entered a garage. James closed the garage door behind his vehicle. When the deputy knocked on the garage door, James refused to answer. Later, his son appeared on the scene and entered the house to speak with Gary James. A short time later, the deputy was allowed in. Gary Lee James was taken into custody then for OWI first offense and preventing the apprehension of a person. And last Thursday morning, 23-year-old Andrew DeShong was arrested in Oakland following an investigation into assault at a business north of there. DeShong was located at his residence and taken into custody for assault causing injury without intent. That is a check of our news this morning on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.